famous for her secret recipe pancakes, waffles, and buckwheat. What's a good word, Aunt Jemima?
Well, Mr. Lyon, folks says there's nothing so pretty as a happy face and nothing so worthwhile as a happy life.
Yes, Aunt Jemima, that is true. And now here's the chorus and some worthwhile listening.
Spider, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Spider, come out in the silvery moonlight of love where whispers so soft and low. Seems though I can't live without you.
Jemima, morning, noon, or night, there's nothing like a fragrant stack of your Aunt Jemima pancakes.
They're tempting for breakfast, lunch, or supper.
Yes, fluffy, tasty, tantalizing Aunt Jemima pancakes. Delectable anytime.
And so easy for the ladies to fix.
Easy as one, two, three.
You just add milk or water, stir, and pop them onto the griddle.
And then Aunt Jemima pancakes. Just packed with satisfying goodness.
And radiating with delicious aroma.
Right, Aunt Jemima. And tell the ladies what makes your pancakes so tender, so light, so downright taste-inviting.
That's because they're made according to my own secret recipe.
Of course. It's your secret recipe that makes Aunt Jemima's the only pancakes with that sure enough luscious Old South flavor. And here's the Jemima chorus and a song.
It must have been
for Aunt Jemima's that makes your butter go just about twice as far. It's maple syrup butter.
Tell the ladies how to fix it.
Well, it just whips together 1/2 cup of softened butter and 1/2 cup of maple syrup. Beat till it's light and fluffy as can be. Chill and then serve on Aunt Jemima pancakes or waffles.
And ladies, for those luscious Aunt Jemima's, it's the red box for pancakes and waffles, the yellow box for buckwheat. Get both today. And remember,
pancake day is happy day.
When you serve tantalizing, appetizing, taste-inviting, tantalizing, Aunt Jemima pancakes.